Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Eisenstadt. Pitlock moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pitlock scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ross moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. Eisenstadt moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Eisenstadt scores. Walker moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive towards short. Rogel catches it and throws to first to double up Allen. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eisenstadt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eisenstadt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. York moves to second. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg is walked intentionally. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. JoJo White pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Mark Christman pinch runs for Don Ross. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.